Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Fitness Podcast. Six-time national champion bodybuilder, one-on-one peak performance coaching specialist, Mass Machine Nutrition Supplement Company owner, and speaker, Skip LaCour offers his expert advice on training, nutrition, and motivation that will help you take your efforts to the next level. He also interviews the most interesting and passionate people in the bodybuilding and fitness world so you can learn from their knowledge and success too.
Hello, everybody. I am Skip LaCour. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. There are so many experts out there, people who claim to be experts sharing their perspective on the world. Other podcast articles, websites, social media destinations that you could go to. You're taking the time right now to listen to me. Just want to tell you, I respect that. I appreciate that. And I'm going to give you everything I have in this podcast. During this podcast, I want to share with you the top 10 lessons that I learned about life, success, happiness, other people, and myself in 2014. But I'm going to share something with you. I use that title, the top 10 lessons, as a draw. You know, that's kind of popular on social media, the top 10 this, top 10 that. You probably notice when you go to those websites, they have some, you know, great title of the top 10. Wow, that sounds interesting. And you click the website, and it's more and more now on the internet. The trick is to get you to click onto the website, and they have all the ads going on, and that's how they make their money. And a lot of times, that website really underdelivers, right? Great title, 10 tips. They suck. They're obvious. No new distinctions there, right? Well, I want to promise you a lot during this podcast, and I want to over-deliver with what I actually produce. I want to make this so well worth your time. And so as I tell you about this, I'm going to just tell you, there's a lot more than 10 lessons that I've learned and that I'm going to share with you during this podcast. I'm going to over-deliver, and right here at the beginning, I'm going to step up to that big promise, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I live up to that promise. That's the way I operate. And another thing I just want to share with you is that, you know, these are the lessons that came to the surface and were most prevalent in my mindset and my experiences in 2014. As you may know, I coach men all over the world become the best they can be to achieve their goals. I help successful men become even more successful, and men who are challenged. They know they have so much more talent and ability, but they're just not producing the results that they really want. They're struggling. They can't put the pieces together. They don't have the perspective to see what they're doing to align all their resources in the proper manner to get the life that they really want. I help men get that perspective. I make them accountable. I work with them on a weekly basis to make sure the ambitious goals, that potential they have, they actually achieve the things in life they really want. And so what I'm going to share with you is just not my own personal experiences, pushing myself for many, many years to become the best in many different facets of life. Some I've been more successful than others, and I've learned a lot by sucking, not doing well in those other areas, on top of the areas of life that I have been able to achieve a lot and gain a lot of perspective to share with you. But it's not just my own personal experience. It's these 20-plus men who I've talk to on a consistent basis, and I discover the similarities in our way of thinking, and more importantly, helps me unlock the challenges that are right there in front of us. It's just that we lack the perspective. In addition, as I strive to become better and better, I have mentors. I have people who I look for lessons. I get coaching myself because I know that there's a higher and higher level, plus all the podcasts and websites with experts who I know at that level. So a lot went into the lessons that I'm sharing with you over a long period of time, my entire life. It's just that they've been brought to the surface in 2014. So let me jump right into them, and it kind of goes with my first point. The first lesson about life, success, happiness, other people, and myself in 2014 is that you get what you focus on in life, and you don't get what you don't focus on. All right. Like I said, you know, creating this list, it just took me a matter of minutes. And it made me realize that I think about this stuff night and day. It's just my passion. It's my identity. It's what I just love. It's my purpose, my mission in life. And so I focus on it all the time. You know, just the other day, I get up at 2:30 in the morning on Sundays and I start coaching men. And my first gentleman who I coach is in Australia. And so it's 8 o'clock at night there. I want to get him before, don't want to make him stay up all night to talk to me. So I get up at 2:30 in the morning. I'm ready for him at 3 a.m. on Sundays as I start my day. And I'm packed all throughout the day, right? I get off going every hour until like 2 o'clock. But then I'm continually coaching. There's other people who want to inquire about coaching. They want to see if it's a good fit, and I'll talk to them. I'll just see, hey, if it's a good fit for them. And what I realized just the other Sunday is that I was texting or instant messaging another gentleman from Australia, but now it's 11:30 at night, and I'm getting him clear on his goals, going back and forth, making sure he's really specific on it. And I realized, you know, my wife is going, I took a screenshot of me texting him back and forth because I just realized how long that day was. Just doing what I love, it just seemed like minutes. I was in my genius zone, so to speak, and I'll talk about that. And what I realize is that these distinctions, strategies, this life that I get to create, helping others and loving every minute of it, it's because of this tremendous amount of focus. And that's awesome. You get what you focus on, a level of knowledge, experience, expertise, mastery. And that's the awesome part of it. But the flip side is there are things in my life that I'm just now beginning to focus on that really I suck because I'm just now focusing on them, right? And it would be nice, oh, I want to improve this area of my life, and I just get going on it, and boom, now I'm a master at it. It doesn't work that way. Just like where I am at a high level of mastery, it took a lot of time, energy, focus, and years to do that. I can't expect that in the areas of life that I didn't focus on. No matter how much I've really changed my thoughts in the last 3 months or the last year, there's a process to it. And some people don't really realize that. Well, I've got a good attitude. I'm a good person. But how much have you been focusing on, really focusing on to become better at it? And it's okay. You have to understand that. You know, my wife and I, we talk about our goals. There is areas of our life that we need to do a lot of work on, and we're honest about it. And one thing that I'll always say, hey, look, we put a lot of energy. You know, we're back from the fitness background, put a lot of energy for many years to master that area of our life. And when we are focusing on that, there are things that are important to us now that we put no energy, no effort, no time. We suck at it, all right? We're at the beginning stages, and we have to accept that. We want it better. That's where it starts, that power, that energy to want more. We want that. But we have to be patient with ourselves. We haven't been focusing on it. So think about that in your life. Take responsibility for your success and failure. You're probably getting everything in life. You may not even realize those things that you're great at because you put so much thought and focus on it. So those areas of your life, maybe it's relationships, maybe it's finances, you know, whatever area it is of your life, and you suck and you're kind of pissed off at yourself, you have that angst. Embrace that angst because that's what's getting you to focus on it and put your work in. But just realize that it takes time, all right? We get what we focus on in life, and we don't get what we don't focus on. It sounds so simple, but I'll tell you, it can make you really appreciate what you're great at, and it can help you forgive yourself on those things that at this time you're not good at. You're suffering in your life. You're feeling the pain in your life just because you haven't focused on it yet. And I talked to a lot of, I can think of one coaching client that I have, and this gentleman is just focusing on this one area, and he feels that lot of frustration. I just remind him, you know, you just came to coaching for me for 4 months ago. So you have 35 years, 45 years of not focusing on it the way you are now. What are you expecting? What do you expect in 4 months? And isn't it better now that you're focusing on? Don't you feel more in control? Isn't it getting better and better? You feel more strength, more power, right? So understand that. Here's the other thing to help you. And my wife and I got so much power in doing this that now I do it with my one-on-one coaching clients at the beginning of every month. And that's we review, we assess, and we monitor, and we set goals for the coming month at the end of every month. And actually what my wife and I do, we record it. So I get out the microphone, and the first thing we do, okay, and I'll go first, or she'll go first, we'll take turns, and we'll say, okay, let's talk about this. This is what I did this past month. This is what was great. We go through what's great first. We identify everything that have done well, because it reinforces it, and we give ourselves a pat on the back, so we continue to do it. It creates momentum. You know, many times in life, people are winning the game of life, but they feel like they're losing. There are good people who are working hard, they're accomplishing maybe a lot, but they focus on what they're not accomplishing, how things aren't going right. And they're winning, but they feel like they're losing. So we really focus on, hey, what do we do well this past month? All right. And then we say, well, what could be better? What could we do better? What things didn't go well that now let's identify those and let's create a plan. Let's at least be conscious of them. You know, for many, many years, both of us, you know, there are areas of our life that we sucked at. We didn't put any focus or attention onto it. And in our minds, we said, well, we're focusing on other things. So you develop this resistance, this tolerance to pain in certain areas, and you justify it because you're going in this other area of your life. So you don't even feel the pain. You don't even notice the things that in your life that suck because you're not putting that focus on. So we make sure that this didn't go well. We acknowledge it, not to beat ourselves up, because when you acknowledge it, that's you're going to be one step closer to actually doing something to make it even better, right? So we review, we assess, we monitor what we're doing. We take turns. And then we set goals for the coming month. You know, what is that one or two things that when this month is over with, we want to make sure that we actually, you know, attack, you know, because there's so many things to focus on. What if you just were able to do one or two things that you put your focus and attention on in a 30-day period? There's a greater chance that you'll actually make that happen, right? And those one or two things stacked over the next 12 months, that's 12 or 24 things that you may have not done because your lack of focus, right? Then a very powerful last step of this, you know, review, assessing, monitor that we do at the end of every month is we ask ourselves, what do we want our lives to be like 1 year from now? If we can have it any way we want. And that's our chance to dream and think big of all the feelings, emotions, accomplishments, connection with family, goals, achievements, places we travel, all the things that we do. And, you know, every single month, it's just an awesome experience. It's an awesome exercise to get those creative juices flowing and to think bigger and bigger and bigger, and we take turns. And again, we record this. I download it to the LaCour goals file. And even if we don't listen to it right away, it's there forever. So at the end of this year or 6 months or 12 months from now, we can listen to it. We can listen to not just what we said, but how we felt, right? We can just see how much we've grown. That's just how important this reviewing, assessing, monitoring, and thinking where you want to be 1 year from now, right? If you could have it any way you want it. And I've had so much success, and we've grown so much together, so much closeness in our marriage, because I know what she's feeling. There's a lot of times, wow, that's important to her. She said it many times, and maybe it isn't important to me, but I can really connect with her emotion as she's talking about it, and she can do the same with me. That's what I have my clients do at the beginning of every month. They're prepared, and it's like a 5-minute speech, right, where they review, they monitor, and then they set those ambitious goals where they want their life to be 1 year from now. And it takes practice doing it to become better and better at it. So I encourage you to do the same. Another lesson, your life will be so much more happier, so much more fulfilling, and so much more productive when you spend most of your time operating from your genius zone. Okay? And what do I mean by genius zone? I mean, those are the talents and abilities, what you love to do, right? You don't just love to do it. You're good at doing it. You're ready to put the time, energy, and work into it. It's your genius zone, right? What is that for you? Have you taken the time to think about it? And then what if you spent most of your time doing that? Just think how much happier life would be, fulfilling and productive, right? Think about that. And you might think, well, Skip, that's unrealistic. I love to do this. And, you know, I can't spend most of my time there. I got a family to provide for, or I got to make money. You know, is that necessarily true? Is there a way to stop that limiting belief and open up your mind to a way to spend more time there? You know, I have several businesses. I have Mass Machine Nutrition, my supplement company. I have information products in both leadership and confidence on my manformation.com website, and bodybuilding and training on skiplacour.com. What I'm most passionate, that just on a scale from 1 to 10, it's a 12, it's off the chart, is coaching. I've been a fan and a student of personal development and helping me get through my many, many challenges in life to achieve success. I mean, personal development is my thing. But also, I love people, and I love people's journeys. But more than that, how can I use, you know, my experiences, my story, my lessons to create a higher quality of life for them? Coaching. Like I said, I love my 20-plus guys all over the world who I come in contact, watching them grow and dream and produce real results. You know, that's my genius zone. And although I love my supplement business because it does, it's something on my portfolio that can add to people's goals in life, their body the same way too, leadership. All right. But my genius zone is coaching. Like I was talking about, from 2:30 in the morning till 11:30 at night is just doing, and it seemed like minutes. What can you do that you can spend more time in your genius zone? It's not just about you. And what if you could help other people at the same time? What would the quality of your life be? And that may be something that may be challenging you for, well, I can't figure that out, Skip. I don't know. Right? But why don't you start the process right now? Maybe it'll come to you 3 months from now or 3 years from now, right? Your life will be so much more happy, so much more fulfilling, and so much more productive. You'll get stuff done because your work will be like play, something to shoot for, definitely something to think about. Here's another lesson that I learned. When you see a leader, right, someone who's great at what they do, maybe social media, someone who's stepped up as a leader, and they're great at what they do, they're awesome. And you can say to yourself, hey, what that person is doing is awesome. But you know what? I know I can do it even better, right? There's a little glimpse that you're on to something. You're on to working towards that genius zone. Don't make the mistake that a lot of people do, right? When they have an idea, hey, I want to do this with my life, right? Or I've got this idea on a project, and they see that somebody else is doing it, it automatically deflates them. They say, well, it's already been done. I can't do that. Let me just tell you, there are probably zero original ideas out there. They're all forms of other ideas, all right? So, you know, don't worry about that. There's 7 billion people on the planet. You know, even if it's doing a podcast like this, you know, don't worry that I'm doing it. And I may have been doing it for more years than you, or coaching or whatever it is. If you have a message, if you can do it, if you could love it, you can grab some of those 7 billion people on the planet. You get your own tribe. You get your own following and change their lives, right? You can do that idea or project. Don't discount it because somebody else has done it, because there aren't anything out there that somebody hasn't done. Trust me on that one, right? And if you don't think that anybody has done it, it's probably because you haven't done enough searching on the internet to find out, all right? But like I said, is when you can see someone that you respect and they're doing a great job, and you know just in your heart and soul that you can do it better, you're on to something that can change your life, change your purpose, your mission, your identity in life. You know, for me, bodybuilding, John Hansen, Mr. Natural Olympian, someone who I respect, I contact with, we're buddies, you know, someone I really like, is that I have so much respect for him. I remember exactly where I was. I was at this natural bodybuilding show in Sacramento, and they had muscle magazines, and they had Muscle Mag International. And that's when natural bodybuilding was just kind of getting going. It wasn't, there weren't many contests out there. That's when I really started training. And, you know, I saw this article, and he had this single bicep, and the headline said, I want to be the Arnold Schwarzenegger of natural bodybuilding. And I was going, wow, this guy's in the magazine. Wow, he's got a great physique. Wow, he is bold and courageous to say something like that. And look at all this publicity. He's in a magazine. I was just kind of getting going, you know. But I said to myself in that moment, hey, he's awesome. That's great. I know I can do this even better, right? And whether it's true or not, or whether, you know, I guess that's somebody's opinion, I believed it. I believed it for the next 25 years, right? So think about it. You know, you listen to a podcast, you're at a website, someone teaches this or that, or that's their niche. And you can say to that to yourself, man, you may be one step on getting towards that genius zone, that you can live a life of passion and fulfillment and that identity and helping other people. All right. When you can say that, I'll tell you this, you know, I've moved on to other things, you know, past, you know, bodybuilding and competitive bodybuilding. I tell you, I've got this project coming up and I'm so excited when I tell you about this, that is going to change lives. It is in my genius zone. I mean, oh, I'm so excited about this. Right. And, you know, I kind of thought, hey, who else is doing this? I guess I didn't even think about if other people were doing it, because I just know for my story, my journey, this was just going to be awesome. Right. And then just last night, I was talking to a mentor and I was kind of telling him this idea I had. He goes, oh, this person does it. I kind of said, oh, I didn't even want to hear that, right? And this person is, you know, kind of somewhat famous, right? Well, then this morning I looked him up. I listened to a podcast, which I kind of didn't want to do because I wanted to have my own original ideas and I didn't want them to be polluted with other people's. And I certainly didn't want to be deflated. Oh, wow, he's so awesome. I'm not going to do that. But you know, I did listen to it. And you know what I said to myself? I could do this better. I can do this better. And then that just supercharged me. It pumped me up because it reminds me back 25 years ago. And I know the journey that I went through with the whole bodybuilding thing. And it's just the culmination of everything I've done in my life. And it's going to change lives just massively. I know it. And I can do better than him. So, you know, if you want to do podcast, you want to do coaching, you want to do motivational speaking or whatever you see me doing, and you're saying, you know, that skip is good, but I can do it better. Right on, brother. Right on. That's the start. Jump all over. It's a great sign. Man, I'm getting so excited sharing this information with you. I'm going to catch my breath, take a quick break, and I'll be right back.
This bodybuilding and fitness podcast is brought to you by Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplements and sports nutrition products on the market. Supreme. Clean. Mass Machine Nutrition. Check out the entire line at www.massmachinenutrition.com. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition is also available at the world's number one online supplement store, bodybuilding.com.
All right, so I'm back with more of the top 10 lessons I learned about life, success, happiness, other people, and myself in 2014. When you aren't as dedicated and focused as you want to be to make something happen in your life, there's probably other needs. Maybe you don't know about them, but there's probably other needs that you need to fulfill or things you need to accomplish first, okay? And your subconscious mind knows that better than your conscious, your intellectual current way of thinking. Okay, what do I mean by that? A lot of people, you know, they say, oh, I want to go to the gym and I want to diet and I want to have big muscles or whatever, right? But they can't. They come to me, Skip, I'm not dedicated, I'm not focused, I can't get myself going. I want to, in this coming year, I want to be more disciplined, more focused, right? First of all, being disciplined and focused, that's part of the process, right? The result is I want to have this great body, I want to be thin, I want to have more energy, I want to have more muscle. You shouldn't try to force discipline or habits, those type of things. Focus on the result, all right? That's a lesson within this lesson. Right? But here's the thing is, and this is my experience helping so many men around the world achieve their goals, is that, and this is what I find, many times the reason why they come to me is not the reason why they're coming to me. They think that's the reason why they're coming to me, but it will just take some time, you know, for them to understand that's not what they really wanted, their subconscious mind, their heart and soul. And that other need, whatever it may be, it needs to be nourished first, or you're never going to be able to go on that track and be disciplined at that thing, whether it's making more money or having that body. Your heart and soul may need something else. It's just something to think about. If you intellectually say, I know I can do this, I want to do this, I just can't get myself disciplined or focused or able to follow through. You may need some help and perspective figuring that out. I know I did. All right, after, you know, I convinced myself that becoming a 6-time national champion bodybuilder, that was going to make myself happy. You know, a lot of people can't even get disciplined enough to to get to that and say, wow, is this all there is? And because they never achieve it, they never can honestly assess if that's really going to make them happy. So they're perpetually saying that, well, if I only accomplish this, I'll be happy. They don't actually do it. And so all that time is wasted to see if that's even true. But they kind of live in that hope that it will. Well, I'm just the opposite. I got that, buddy. I got all that. You know, the basic takeaway that I've learned over the years is that was great. I really appreciate what I accomplished. But what I evolved, and it took me many years of soul searching and coaching and understanding of myself, that the next step, and that was starting, you know, a business, making money. I mean, that all those things that you say you want, those material possessions, and you know you have to work for it, and starting my businesses or taking my business to the next level. You know, what I didn't understand at the time, the reason why I couldn't really focus on them to the level that, man, I'm great at bodybuilding. I can focus like this. But why can't I make these things happen? If I can make this happen with my body, why can't I make it happen in business, let's say? Well, what I realized is what my heart needed to be nourished. I was pushing away closeness. I had a fear of intimacy. I had trust issues that I didn't really realize. That made me actually successful in the bodybuilding and training world. That focus, discipline, that ability to detach from people to achieve my goal. And the next step, you know, the business part of it that I put my head down to do, I wasn't as focused. And it made me disappointed in myself. What I realized is that what I have now, this connection with my wife and my children, my family, how much I was pushing that away, how much I was afraid of it. And that's what I needed to spend all that time and energy, not chasing another goal like bodybuilding. It just replaced that with more money, business, whatever. That's not what I needed at that time. Now, I'm already doing that now, right? But what my heart and soul needed to be nourished with love and connection, and I need to learn how to get over my insecurities and my fears and some of the challenges that I didn't even know that I had that were getting in my way. That's what my heart and my soul needed first. That's what it needed first. And now that I worked on that, I went through a long process of understanding that. And, you know, just like towards getting anything you want in life, it's not always a straight line. And I had to go through that time and that process. But when I got it, I knew this is where I needed to be. And I can kind of forgive myself for not having that focus and discipline. Just something for you to think about. If there's something that you say you want, you write it down, and you can't be as disciplined and focused. Maybe for you. Maybe your story is similar to my story. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But maybe there's other things that your subconscious mind knows you need to be nourished, you need to fulfill, you need to achieve first to really make you happy. And your conscious mind doesn't. But again, your subconscious mind knows, nope, that's not it. That's not where you need to put your head down and work and be obsessed with. That's not going to bring you any happiness. Your subconscious mind knows better. Something to think about. Here's another lesson that really came to the surface in 2014 for me, and also saw in my clients. When you really start making your way to that next level in your life, whatever that is for you, be prepared to experience some pain and embarrassment. What do I mean by that? I'll tell you now that, you know, again, I don't in any way think my life, I'm there, I'm off the mountaintop. I understand that life is a continual process. I'm going to continually grow. I'm going to continually be faced with challenges until the day I die. And that's the fun of the whole journey. I'm willing to embrace that, right? But one thing, when I make major breakthroughs and I get clarity and understanding, man, I can't help but think about all the time I've wasted, all that time I spent going in directions and thinking that it was making me happy. It wasn't. I mean, so much time wasted that I can never get back. I was so clueless. I had so many mentors, you know, pretty much tell me, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. But it just, I was appreciative. I was listening, but I couldn't accept it at the time. And now I'm putting into practice 10 years later, 15 years later. It's kind of so embarrassing that I was so clueless. I wonder if you can identify with those feelings. You can empathize with my feelings. And I see this in my coaching clients. You know, I have one coach client who's a winner. This guy's a winner, and it's the next level. And you know what he said after just 3 months of coaching? He said, "Skip, man, I feel as though I've been playing checkers where everybody around me has been playing chess. I'm finally getting it. I'm so embarrassed that I wasn't playing at that level. I wasn't even aware that level was even happening around me." And this is a successful guy by most people's standards. And I'm not just talking about business. I'm talking about family. And that's the way that he feels. That's the way that I feel. So if you're feeling that way, you got to embrace that. That's just part of growth. Here's the challenge if you don't embrace it and understand, okay, hey, the best of us think that way, is that you're not going to want to feel that. And so you're going to continue justifying and rationalizing for where you are. You may be in pain. You may be satisfying for less because you don't want to look and say, wow, oh my God, my mentor told me this 10 years ago, and now I finally get it. Or man, I've been suffering. I've been living so under the quality of life that I deserve. That was right there for me, but I was too blind to see it. If you are going to resist feeling that way because it brings too much pain, then you're going to rationalize and stay where you are, and you're going to think the same and have the same results. Isn't it better just to embrace that pain knowing that you're on your way to a higher quality of life? So if you feel that way, you need to understand that's how the best of us feel. You're in great company for feeling that way. Here's another thing that I learned in 2014. And, you know, I have to say my family and my wife, we've really taken our lives to the next level this past year. And the reason why is because I really put the heat on us. We really put ourselves under pressure. And I'll tell you something, if you're waiting until you're more comfortable to get to the next level, you're stronger, you've got all your ducks lined up, I would want to offer you a different perspective. Sometimes, man, you got to have that, you got to jump out there. You got to put that heat on you, that pressure. You got to just declare it, even though you don't know how you're going to get there, because it's all about using your time, energy, resources, intelligent resources of people, right? It's all putting it together in the most effective and efficient manner to produce the biggest results. If you don't have that heat on yourself, are you going to stay up until 11:30 at night? Are you going to even keep on thinking about what you love to do and what that genius zone or whatever the hell I was talking about before? Are you going to spend one more hour working? Are you going to invest in high-end coaching that can take your life to the next level? Are you going to take the chance on that, right? Are you going to do things to bring it all out? If you don't have that heat, your pressure, you must do it and you must perform. There, man, you're going to fall if you don't produce. You need to put more heat on yourself and not less. And don't wait around to think you're strong enough. You put yourself in those conditions and we'll see just how strong you can be. And there, I am sure there's areas of your life that you've done this in the past. And you really said, wow, I really outperformed myself. That's what deadlines are and everything. Remember back in school, I'll never get this done. I only have a day to turn it in, right? But that's when the heat's really on you to perform. You got to sandwich things in. You know, there's one thing that I do. I do these 10-minute coaching sessions where people can, you know, spend the time to talk to me. It's part of my service, whether it's about coaching, it's about mass machine nutrition supplements, about bodybuilding and training, it's about man formation leadership, whatever it is, right? Well, this morning I said, wow, I woke up with this idea. I got to do this. It's December 31st, man. I'm going to do this, right? But my schedule is packed. And so I sent an email because a lot of times guys, you know, they have these, you know, free sessions and they don't even show up. And so I emailed them, hey, you going to show up? You going to show up? Because I was kind of hoping that he wouldn't, because that would give me a whole extra hour to do this podcast, right? And to take off the heat, take off the deadline to get it done, right? But I realized is that, look, you got 50 minutes to get it done. You really shouldn't have this podcast. You better be succinct and more effective and efficient with what you say, right? He is going to be on the line. I am sandwiching. Now step up and produce. And if you think about it, you need more situations like that in life. More time is not what you need. You need more pressure. You need more deadlines. You need to put more heat on yourself so you can be more powerful and resourceful. Here's another lesson. The things that you really, really want in life are going to scare the hell out of you when you get closer to actually making them a reality. like I said, that subconscious mind, it kind of pushes off things, you know, makes you focus on things that aren't important. And then when you finally say, I'm sick and tired of this, I'm going to address this area of your life. And I'll tell you something. I just remember this so succinctly, is that I've been putting off this love connection. I told you about my intimacy issues, my trust issues, and I didn't realize that I had. And I finally addressed them. To have this wonderful, loving wife and mother and these children and family, you know, and that's what I wanted most, but I was scared to death. But I didn't realize it at the time. I rationalized, well, this isn't the time, and whatever, on and on and on. Maybe you know what that's like. And I just remember laying in bed with my wife, who was pregnant with my daughter, and my dog, which is another thing I put off. He was laying on the bed, and I was going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I was scared about, oh, like I'm up on this high wire that I put myself on. And I looked down and I thought, oh, I was 10 feet down. Yeah, if I fall, whatever, maybe twist an ankle or whatever. But I realized in that moment, oh, my God, this feels like I'm 2,000 feet up. And if I fall, I'm going to die. Now, that's not all true, but I felt that fear. And what I realized is, ah, that's why my mind pushed this off for so long. I was afraid of it. I was afraid of it. So as you're working towards your goals and they start happening and you get fearful, just remember that means you really, really want it. And no longer are those disempowering beliefs, pushing it away, rationalizing. Those are going to the wayside and you're going to closer to that area that you really, really want in life. Man, if you can set some goals and they don't scare you or you think you just do them slam dunk, I'm just telling you, they're not ambitious enough. All right? So if you start getting scared, that's okay. That's okay. Another lesson I learned really in this past year, 2014, is that there's so much power in your pain, the pain that you're experiencing right now or that you've experienced in the past. If you choose to look at it that way, just listen to the first 35 minutes of this podcast. I've openly shared a lot of my shortcomings, a lot of my pain. Before, when I was at bodybuilding, man, I didn't want you guys to know this. I just wanted you guys to know about training and nutrition, right? Don't ask me about my personal life because it sucks in so many ways, and I kept it to myself. You know, I heard this person say that that the more secrets you keep, the more pain you're going to feel, right? So when you can not make it a secret to yourself and to the world, now you're on the way to doing something about it, right? There's so much power in your pain that you've experienced in the past and that you're experiencing right now that you can share with the world, but you have to look at it that way. And that's why I can openly share a lot of my pain. Actually, I've got this ebook coming out and I've been doing it, little emails, and I have so much connection with you guys because I shared what I went through, my story, my pain. Not like, oh, look at me. I'm just some awesome bodybuilder. Or, look at me. I'm this, I'm that. And that's where I really connected with you guys. And I'm going to do more of that in that ebook, right? There's so much power in your pain to help yourself get better, your man formation, your personal development, right? But also to help other people, right? There's so much pain in, there's so much power in your pain if you choose to look at it that way. Again, in another lesson within that lesson is that transparency and vulnerability can really help others on a massive scale. And you yourself address things, your personal development, your man formation, and help you get to the life that you really want if you become more transparent and vulnerable. I'm becoming more and more and more and more transparent and vulnerable with my pains in life. And I can tell you it's helped more people than teaching them sets and reps or confident body language. And you can do that too. I mean, I think a big mistake on fitness and social media is that when people act like their life is perfect, right? It may inspire people, right? But, you know, in a way, people connect more to your pain. If you've got a message, like you overcome the pain, don't just say, oh, I'm a loser. You've seen that. My life sucks on Facebook and they want that attention. I'm not saying that. You know, the first part is to acknowledge your pain, but then work through it. You need to man form into that man you really want to be, overcome it. And then that's when you can really serve the world. Here's another lesson. Even your role models, your mentors, they have challenges too. And you need to understand that if you listen closely enough, I'm sharing it with you. if I'm lucky enough for you to look at me as a role model or a mentor, they have their challenges too. I have my challenges too. And I'm not, you shouldn't take with that. I'm not telling you this so it takes the heat off you to push yourself. Oh, well, his life sucks. My life sucks. It's okay. No, but to provide perspective that you can pound through this and really make it happen. Spend as much time as you can with people you respect, those mentors, but realize that the lessons that they share with you, they probably won't make sense to you, and you won't follow through with them until much, much later. Until that time, you're truly ready to use those lessons. I cannot tell you how many times my mentors have told me something just point blank, and that's where that pain and embarrassment comes in. I look like, why am I just understanding this now, right? Why am I just getting it now? Somebody told me this 5 years ago. Someone told me it 10 years ago, right? But you have to just understand that you weren't ready for it. Maybe it's because your heart and soul needed to be nourished in the way mine did until the lessons made sense to you. You know, I'm going to stop for a moment and take a quick break, and we'll be right back to continue on with these best lessons learned.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Skip LaCour Coaching, exclusive next-level one-on-one life coaching that will give you the sense of control and direction you need to succeed at the highest level. One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all of your hard work, discipline, and abilities to build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
All right, so let's bring it home with these best lessons learned in 2014. You know, when I launched my company, Mass Machine Nutrition, and I visited bodybuilding.com, and, you know, the owners, Ryan DeLuca and Jeremy DeLuca, they were big fans of mine when they were kids, 18-year-old kids. They went to my seminars. They loved my stuff. And, actually, you know, a lot more lessons where they try to connect with me. But at that time, I had those trust issues and I was focused as bodybuilding. And I pushed away closeness and, you know, so many opportunities. I could do a whole podcast on that I pushed away because I wasn't really aware of my issues, right? But they did whatever they could. Oh, Skip, welcome aboard. You know, I visited bodybuilding.com, and it was a relative of Ryan DeLuca, the owner, founder of bodybuilding.com. And this was a good 10 years after I retired from competitive bodybuilding. So when I was the most prevalent in the most magazines, the most relevant, right? This was 10 years after that. I finally got those other areas of my life, those areas nourished that I didn't understand I needed to get fulfilled first before I can attack and dedicate myself to launching my business, taking the risk and doing all that. But she said to me, "Wow, Skip, I always wondered why you didn't do this a long time ago," right? It's another one of those things. Oh, wow. But again, it's a journey. You understand? It's a journey that, you know, I just had to go through, right? And it just reminds me of all the lessons that I just wasn't ready, that all those mentors, all those things. There's things that I'm telling you in this podcast that it's going to just be in the subconscious part of your brain. It's going to marinate there for a while, and it's not going to come out until you're really ready. And when you're really ready, that's when you get a hold of me. That's when you send me an email at Skip LaCour Coaching. Said, "Skip, you know, I'm sick of this pain. I'm sick of being frustrated. I'm getting older and I'm not getting closer to that relationship that I really want. I know this bodybuilding and training or whatever my business and making money isn't going to make me happy, but I'm really good at it. I don't know what to do next. I know I have this talent, ability, potential, but, you know, I'm not going to do anything. I need your help now." And maybe during this podcast, maybe some of my articles, websites, maybe my story, my levels of success have inspired you that I can help you make that, send that email. Let's set up a session where we can talk about it. See if it's a good fit for you. Like I said, I've got a packed schedule, so I really only want the most committed people who are ready for it. So if you're not ready for it, I'll let you know. I'll give you my opinion. I'm not going to force you into coaching if you're not ready. Even if you think you're ready, you may not be able to have coaching at this time, right? So it's a no-pressure thing. Send me an email. We can set up a what I call a breakthrough session, an hour and a half with you on the phone, and we'll get it figured out. Also, the lessons that your mentors give you, it will validate some of your challenges that you're going through. It'll make you not feel like an oddball, like you're defective. Because I got to tell you right now, you're not defective. I don't care what challenge that you're going through, what you're embarrassed about. There's somebody out there great that you just don't know. You don't have the perspective. They have the same exact thoughts, feelings, disempowering beliefs. They just found a way to work through them. Right? So the lessons in life will validate the challenge that you have, but more importantly, help you work through them. Like I said, I just met with a mentor of mine, Ben Altadonna, and it was just interesting that he talked about, you know, he tries these projects and, you know, 9 out of 10 do not even come close to the expectations of all the work, all the hope and optimism that he put into it. And I just said to myself, that's what I say to you guys all the time. That's the same number that I use. 9 out of 10, you know, don't work out. And you just got to be okay with that. I had to teach my wife that that's okay. Yeah, I get my heart and soul into things. I know it's going to change the world. And it doesn't seem to do that this time. She feels so sorry for me. She's okay with it now. She understands, right? But I want you to understand it. You know, only 1 out of 10 are going to work at the level that you really want. And that's okay. That's how it works for everybody. Now, Ben, whatever I produce, he's like 10, 20 times more than I produce. But it's always great to hear that even that someone at his level uses the same way of thinking that I do. I was listening to a Joe Polish interview. He's a marketing expert. And this is something I said on many podcasts, an observation that I made. And I was talking about, because Zig Ziglar was the first motivational speaker that I saw, and I studied his work, and I became a student of his. And he says, you can get everything out of life if you just help enough other people get what they want out of their life. And I took that to heart. And if you go through the internet and see everything I created, it was from that belief, right? But somewhere down the line, years, I said, well, this isn't working the way that I perceive he meant it, right? You can't just keep on giving to other people. There's other things that are involved, right? You got to, you know how to identify with their pains, their needs, and solve them and add tremendous value. It's more than just give everybody what they want. There's got to be a way for you to start receiving, right? And this is a distinction I came up with, I don't know, 5 or 7 years ago, and I just heard it on a podcast. That same exact quote with a successful guy like Joe Polish said the same exact thing. So a lot of times when you put yourself in these positions with your mentors, you know, I'll tell you, it just makes you not feel like an oddball. It gives you perspective, right? Your journey, your definition for success will take a lot more time than you might realize. Just be ready for that. It's an endless process, like I talked about. But the bright side, however, is that you're getting better and better every single day as you go through this journey, as you start focusing on what you want. You're better than you were before because of that focus. You're going to feel more in control, and it really comes down to feelings and emotions. If you feel more in control, you're going to be happier, right? You're going to be more productive, right? So when I say your journey is going to take a lot longer, buckle in and be prepared for that, I don't say that in a disempowering way. But just realize that you are getting better every single day. I'll tell you, one thing when I really started going on the right path, what I realized is that I didn't have all this chatter in my head that I didn't even realize that I had. All the things, well, this won't work out, or what if this happens, or what if this person lets you down? I mean, there was this constant chatter that I really know it's going on in some of your minds right now, but you have no idea that it's even going on. That's just a normal way of thinking. Because that's the way it was for me. I didn't realize I had so much chatter going on in my head until I got it kind of cleaned up and I start going in the right direction, start putting all these pieces together in the right order. You see what I'm saying? So it's just amazing that when you go on that journey, even though it's taking longer than you expect, you are making progress every single day. And I'm your friend, I'm your coach, I'm your big brother, I'm your mentor, whatever you see me as, just to let you know that it is working, all right? One thing I learned really came to the surface in 2014 is how amazing it is, how much our beliefs guide our lives for the better, all right, and for the worse, those beliefs that we have. Sometimes we create these beliefs that if we do this, our lives will be tremendous, I'm thinking. That's going to get you nowhere, but as long as you think that way, and they're just so powerful, and they're so passionate, and they work so hard, and they're so dedicated because they created this belief that this was going to be the end-all, be-all of the world. And I hope it is for them. Now, my experience says maybe something differently, but it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what they believe in their beliefs, and they turn into Superman going in that direction. At the same time, A lot of people cut themselves off from potential happiness, success, relationships, closeness, because of these beliefs that they have, right? And it's just amazing, those beliefs that you have. And the thing is, we don't even realize most of them. It's just normal thinking to us, right? And those are the good ones and the bad ones. You know, I talked with a gentleman, and he was a Christian man, and I said, and what he really wanted was a relationship. He set a goal that he wanted to be dating, you know, the woman of his dreams, the woman he would marry, you know, within a year. And that took some kind of guidance and coaching to get him to even say that. But before that, he was saying that, you know, it's up to God. I don't know if it's going to be 5 years or 15 years. Now, I told him, the first thing I said, if that's your belief, you will walk, talk, act as if that's true. You will take action, or really not take action, with that belief if it's in God's hands. And I said, who am I compared to God, right? I'm just a guy. I mean, if that's what you believe, that's what you believe. But what I did do is that there's a website that I would see on TV called ChristianMingle.com, and that's the first thing they address. They say, hey, if you think God is going to just bring somebody into your life, maybe God is providing opportunities like their ChristianMingle.com or whatever their point was, that maybe this is what he wants you to do to make it happen, instead of just relying on this sign from above. Now, that's Christian to Christian, you know, kind of talk. And that's an expert to someone, a believer, right? That may have more credibility to just get them to consider a different belief. Now, not just telling them of my beliefs. I gave them reference of another belief in the same religion, right? Just think, if he went on believing that, is he going to get closer? Is he going to get closer to making that happen? Whereas if he says, look, you know, Skip, God provided you as a coach with your insight and ability. I took action. I have the resources to invest in myself. I'm dedicated. I'm focused. You're identifying these beliefs that I have to help me. And all this work that I'm doing is going to lead to that day that I meet that woman and have that healthy relationship that I want. It's just, that would be a whole different belief structure. And, you know, one thing that I do in coaching, in addition to help them identify their goals, men's goals, and keep them accountable and become flexible with the challenges, help them get perspective on challenges, is to examine their beliefs. So I am listening. I'm trained for many years to listen to those beliefs. And if there's anything that I hear that is going to make achieving those things in life that they want, those goals, those feelings, those emotions, I can't just say, you're wrong for believing that, this is what you should believe. I just bring it out. I'm trained to hear them, and then I'll just put it out there to let them think of it from a different angle. Because many times these beliefs that you have, you really don't have the luxury of even questioning them. You're just working on autopilot until somebody brings it out. And most people won't bring it out. You know, coaching relationship with someone who knows what they're doing, someone you trust, I mean, that's what they do. Friends, you know, they'll just keep quiet because, you know, that's not their interest. That's not what they're there for, right? So your beliefs, man, you know, it's just something to throw out there, because, again, if you have these disempowering beliefs, you won't know it. But it's just something to think about. Maybe you can look back on things you used to believe that really held you back that you no longer believe. Maybe there's some things right now that are not serving you, just like those beliefs that you had in the past that you worked through. You got a different perspective that got you to the level that you want it. Maybe you have some beliefs that are preventing you from where you want to go into the future. One thing I realize is getting something for free does not do much for most people. I'll tell you, like I said, I do these 10-minute coaching sessions and for free. You know, I'll tell you, there's a large percentage of times people do not show up. You know, that's why I wanted to send that email, because I got things to do. Here's this great service. They get a chance to connect with me personally, talk about coaching, talk about their man formation, talk about bodybuilding and training, talk about supplements. They don't show up, yet they think they're dedicated and focused and they're willing to do whatever it takes. And also, I have this Morning Connection podcast where I was just pounding out the knowledge. Like every podcast was like a seminar of personal development. And you know what I realized? And it wasn't just my theory, because people would talk to me about coaching, right? They'd call me. We'd spend time doing that breakthrough session that I talked about. And when I realized there's a lot of guys who I communicate with, whether through these coaching sessions or emails, I know they believe they got it under control. Right. And I respect that. I understand that. I was that guy. Right. But they didn't have perspective. There's things that I can see that they can't see that are preventing them from making things happen the way they want. All right. But they don't know that. Through these podcasts, through these coaching sessions, I have guys, they can recite every metaphor, every story, every analogy that I used, how they can relate to this story, that story of mine, and at the same time, you know, they're not doing anything with their life because they have put themselves in a false sense of belief that they know more. But the truth of the matter is you got to put your skin in the game. You got to have something on the line. If you don't pay for it, it's free. If free information was going to take you to the next level, then everybody would have everything they want because I'm telling you, this internet is just full of free, great information. Sure, you might have to get your way through the information that doesn't work, but I'll tell you, there's the information that works that you could apply to your life immediately, take it to the next level. Health, wealth, happiness, love, connection, money, success, the great, whatever it is you want, that information is out there for free, but you're not doing it. Because it's for free, you're not stepping up. You don't have the skin in the game. And what I realize, no matter, you know, what I do, like a podcast like this, I know it's making you feel good. I know you're saying, wow, that guy thinks like me, or man, I need to adopt some of these things. This, he's laying out the life lessons that I want to hear, right? And it's making you feel good. Making you feel good does not produce results. What produces results is when you have that heat on yourself, you step up, you have skin in the game. If you don't follow through, you lose your money or you don't get full value out of it. If you don't show up to the call, you lose something. Not like, eh, I'll take it or leave it. I'm doing better than most. Free is not the answer. It does not do much for most people. And I have guys that may debate that. They've heard me say that before. And I'm just saying, you know, there are people who I've talked to and I'm thinking, man, you know how many opportunities you're missing out. I can't tell them that. And maybe I have, but they're still not doing them because they think they know it, because they intellectually know what I'm saying. If you're not doing it, then you don't know it. And maybe the reason why you don't know it is because you're not putting your ass on the line. You don't have any skin in the game. Do not just gravitate toward free. As a matter of fact, prove to yourself that you're willing to do whatever it takes by putting some skin in the game. Pay for coaching. Pay for that book. You know, pay for those sessions, right? And remember, here's another lesson, that ideas, they don't have much value, and neither does having a lot of potential. In life, it's what you do or you don't do. You see this on Shark Tank, it's a show that I like, and man, so many people, they put their heart and soul into their business, and they've been living it, and it's their idea. And the sharks, the experts, the business experts, who are where they want to be, the person presenting it, times 1,000, they're telling them, yeah, big deal. And they get so offended because they have this idea or they have this potential, right? It's not enough. Ideas don't mean shit. Potential doesn't mean shit. You either execute or you don't. Having the idea, it's the grind. Hell, you could take a bad idea, but with constant execution and flexibility and adjustments, it could reach your goals, right? Potential, having no potential, but working your ass off, being tenacious, having grit can help you reach your goals. It's far more valuable, that grit, that determination, that mental and emotional flexibility, that determination, than ideas or potential. You need to remember that. Balance in life, it's a continual, never-ending process. I've talked about that. Many people who really preach about, oh, I have balance in life, you got to have balance in life. You know, a lot of times, what you need to understand is that they may have balance in life for what their goals are now, and that may not even be true. But what I've realized, and this is me when I thought I had balance in life, and the truth of the matter is there were areas in my life that I was neglecting that weren't important to me, that I wasn't paying attention to, that maybe I should have or I just wasn't at that time. And so maybe I achieved balance in life for me, right? But not for me now, not for me 10 years from now. And now I'm working my ass off in a different way to create my definition of balance now. So be careful about those guys who teach you about balance or you pin yourself into what a definition of balance is. And the reason why is because they don't know what they're talking about a lot of times. That's their definition. And they may not even have their definition. I see this in the fitness world all the time. What's your excuse? There's no excuse not to mention to miss the gym or eat fatty foods on a holiday or whatever. You know, you got to be balanced and do this. And you just look at their life, and sometimes through social media, they can't help it, right? I mean, let's just put it nicely. You can tell that they're not concentrating on other things that are important to you. And maybe they're single and they're getting older and they don't have a family or a wife. And they could say, I don't want it. But, well, when you don't want that, it's easier to achieve balance, right? Or they're probably not living in the environment. Maybe they don't even notice it as they're taking that selfie that you could see in their crappy apartment or whatever. That's okay with them. And if it's okay with them, hey, I'm not one to judge. But they're telling you there's no excuse and they're balanced, but they're not concerned about things that are important to you. So it's a definition that you got to make for yourself. And it may change. What's balanced to you now may not be balanced for you later. I'm doing a whole series of podcasts with successful people, quote unquote, whatever that means, right? And many of them talk about that balance in life, how important that is to success. And the first thing I'll do is I'll just ask, okay, what's your definition of balance, right? What's your definition of balance? And they'll tell me because their definition of balance may not be yours. If it is, then great. It's a great role model. But if they're neglecting parts of their life that are very important to yours, they may think they're balanced, but they're not balanced according to you. And that's okay. But I'm just telling you, that's what I really learned, that everybody has their definition of balance. So be very, you know, careful of putting that pressure on yourself or someone's telling you that you should do this or you should do that and they're balanced, so you should be balanced, all right? One thing I also noticed that there's so many people out there who have trust issues. Man, they have trust issues and they just repel people away from them. Those trust issues may have happened from traumas, parents leaving, getting divorced, having situations in life that were unstable as kids. And they don't even really notice or appreciate. They can kind of tell it as a story, but that's the only life they know. But and if I sound like I'm talking from personal experience, I am. Because that was a big, you know, part of these trust issues or intimacy issues or pushing people away or just wanting to connect with people all over the world at a very shallow level and nothing deep, like the person right next to me, because I was afraid of it, but I didn't know I was afraid of it. I had these trust issues and intimacy issues that I had to address, that I had to overcome to create the life that I really wanted, that I'm on my way to enjoying and living right now. I just realized that, you know, a lot of people have them. They don't know they have them, or they don't know how it's affecting them. And they're pushing away. Here's the point. They're pushing away good people, healthy people out of their lives, or people who can help them get to the next level, right? And again, I know this personally. I kind of mentioned that bodybuilding.com. I could probably mention about 20 situations at the time where I pushed good people, good, healthy people away from me, people who wanted to help me get to the next level. But because of my issues, I kept them at arm's distance. And so the only people who are left for me were the unhealthy people, people who had similar experiences like mine. So maybe they weren't the most reliable or they weren't the most trustworthy or they had problems, but not me, but they had problems. Because the healthy people, you know, they're not going to keep on pushing themselves on you. They're going to say, whoa, well, he's got to go through his journey. And all the healthy people are going to go away and go on with their life and connect with healthy people and not go through so much resistance that you're giving them if you have trust issues like I did that I didn't know that I had. And all I'm left are the people who had challenges like me. And then my belief was that people are this. Oh, no wonder I have trust issues. Look what he did, she did. This is what they did. Does that make sense? The only people that were left were people like me. And then it perpetuated this idea of that I couldn't trust people or situations, or I had to rely on myself and bunker down and it's just me versus me. And I was comfortable in that situation. And what I've realized as I'm growing and I'm coaching and I'm helping other people break through their challenges, there's a lot of people who come to me and they just don't trust that I am what I say, that I can, what I promise them, that it can help them get to the next level if they dedicate themselves and focus. They want what's on the other side, but they don't trust. And here's an opportunity. Here's a person who came into their life. Someone who could do a podcast like this and just scream his brains off for an hour or whatever, just pumping out the knowledge in the hopes that it helps people, right? Yet, no, I don't know. And there's situations, coaching situations, there's podcasts that could help them, all right, that they're pushing away because of those trust issues. I realize because now that I'm just helping so many people, so many men around the world, I just see this like all the time, you know, and there's nothing I can do at that time. This really came out just recently. I had this guy who was on social media and he was really persistent on me to help him, sponsor him and things like that. And, long story short, he kept on, you know, being persistent with me. And I started asking him questions, and he goes, oh, well, you're just assuming I want to take advantage of you, that I just want I'm not that kind of guy. I don't just try to take advantage of people. If you knew me, and he was just, I'm thinking, oh my God, where is he getting this from? Right? Well, where is it? I'm just trying to help him. I'm just trying to get clear how I can help him. I have many ways to help people. And he's assuming that I'm assuming something negative about him, and he's defending himself so much like resistance, right? And I can spend my time with my wife, my family, you know, the men who I coach, people who are receptive to all this. Why would I go against the grain and try to convince him of something that isn't happening, that he really believes is happening? Well, you know, a little bit more on the story kind of told me that he had people die in his life. At an early age, he's been through 4 marriages, and his 5th one, you know, isn't doing so well. And I tell you, I have so much love and I have so much empathy for people. And I want to do whatever I can to help them. That's what I do. But the challenge is if he doesn't understand how those issues are pushing away a person who can help him like me. You know, as a matter of fact, I sent him my $200 package of Manformation, like 23 hours of coaching that people bought and invested their good money and it changed their life and had them go on to have one-on-one coaching, to take it to a higher level, this Manformation program that is part of my journey that's helped so many men. I gave it to him for free, and guess what? All the communication stopped. There was no thank you, no nothing, after dozens of emails, when it was all dramatic and everything like that. And I'm thinking, wow. And I'm, you know, I don't know, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it except for to help you guys maybe realize some things about people you deal with or maybe in yourself that I wonder if that wasn't good enough for him. He wanted more. I don't know. He didn't tell me. But the point is, here, I know who I am, right? I know who I am in my sincere desire to help him, how I pushed him away because of some issues that had nothing to do with me. So, again, you know, maybe this was certainly true of me so much so it brings that pain and embarrassment when I think about it. I'll tell you, when I talk about that story, I don't have any pain I have empathy for him, but I don't, like, it isn't like he pissed me off or I got these negative feelings towards him. You know what I took away from it? Oh, it just made me sick into my stomach because I can look back and it's painful even look back how many times I did that to people who wanted to help me and I just didn't know it. I did everything I could to push them away. Most of them probably went away. I probably didn't even realize it. Probably said, well, good for them or whatever for going away. See. Now I realize there was probably so many good, healthy people that I wasn't a match with. Healthy people match up with healthy people. Unhealthy people match up with other unhealthy people. So if you're thinking, man, all my friends suck, they're not reliable, you know, maybe it's time to think about, you know, you and why that is. And it could be you are a good person, but maybe you've got trust issues that the healthy people you're pushing away and they're kind of not ready for all the, you know, the stuff that goes along with it, and they just kind of go on with their life. I don't have much time in my day to really try to break through a guy who's pushing me away and telling me, assuming that I think he's this, or other thing, when I have so much, you know, people who I can help that are receptive, right? So it has nothing to do with the other person not being good enough for me, but how can I make them see? And so that's something that I kind of have to learn about myself and, you know, maybe that's helpful to you, but man, those trust issues, you know, really affecting the course of people's lives, and they don't even realize they have them. That was certainly my case. One thing I also learned in 2014 is that I got this book. It's called The Honest Truth About Dishonesty. And basically what it is how people have this way. Good people, they rationalize dishonest things. They justify them in their mind. And it's a good book. Kind of, you know, you can just read, you know, I don't know, the first 20 pages and get the whole gist of it, right? But it gives lots of examples how over time, even good people can kind of justify things that aren't the most up and up. And the thing about it is he'll point out in this book examples of you doing it even yourself. And, you know, that's not your intention, but it creeps into our minds as being human beings. Again, the book is called Honest Truth About Dishonesty. What did I take out of that? One is I'm more forgiving on when people do things or say things that are kind of dishonest, and instead of judging them, you know, I just have more, you know, understanding of how they went down that path. even though I know I can't just accept it, I might have to distance myself from them, but I don't go, oh my God, what a dishonest person, and strike up any trust issues that I had in the past and people are this or whatever. I kind of understand, you know, how people go down that route. Again, I still have to make the decision to not associate with them. That's what happened to me in the supplement business. I'll tell you, this is what I say to people. I said, man, if you don't know who you're buying your supplements from, if you don't get a good idea of trust, and maybe you got to make believe, maybe it's because they're packaging, or maybe because they say that you should trust them, or they're the most trusted, whatever it takes, you really should trust who is making your supplements. There is so much wiggle room in there where that dishonesty can come up, and it's so prevalent. Man, I tell you, I fight so much resistance because they think I'm an idiot. They think that I'm a worrywart. They think I worry about things that don't matter. I go, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? It can't be done this way. And it's like this knockout, dragout fight. And what I've realized, again, this is my 5 years into the supplement business, what I realized, it's a multi-billion dollar industry where most people don't even know what the hell they're buying. They're buying on emotion because they made the decision. They're going to assume that it works, most of them, right? And so you have these manufacturers who produce this bullshit supplements, this crap, right? That's isn't even close to what they say and how they advertise it. And because it sells so well, and that's the bottom line, they start justifying that, look, I don't get these complaints from anybody but you. And years of making all this money, being quote-unquote successful, they have lost the connection of my version. I'll just say my version of reality. And that's what kind of what the book talks about, how people stray, the honest truth about dishonesty, how it's a natural human thing to do. And again, I still got to watch out for myself not doing that. I got to watch out for other people, but it gives you like more understanding of how that all happens. And when you can understand people as human beings, how they evolve to it, it can help you deal with situations a lot better. And the last one, the last lesson in 2014 of the 10, right? How many have I probably given you? 100, you know, in this podcast, is that these podcasts are an amazing way to learn. Podcasts. I mean, I don't know what the medium is. I know people say they want short videos, they want short sentences, they want short Instagram pictures. But I'll tell you, if you run or you walk or you make the time to run or walk, somebody like myself, an expert, someone who's focused all this time and energy in their genius zone for years, pouring out the information, right? It could just make your journey in life so much more productive. If you're not a podcast fan, maybe you already are if you made it to the end of this podcast, you know, really become one and expand to all different worlds. There are people who are just as passionate as me, just as knowledgeable as me, that have this valuable life through the spoken word. That's the great thing about the internet. So many people can have high quality podcasts with great information. Fall in love with podcasts. You know, I have this interview series that I just started with successful people in the fitness industry. I also do with Man Formation Leadership. There's two that I really want you to listen to. One is Mike Chang of Six Pack Shortcuts. If you watch YouTube or any fitness channel, you'll know who Mike Chang is. It's interesting. You know, I had someone, a coaching client that I have in Germany, and he said, wow, that was an amazing interview. Actually, I was just in the gym this morning, and one of the personal trainers told me that was such an amazing interview. But my client in Germany said, I saw this Mike Chang. Why would Skip interview Mike Chang? And he was just blown away, right? Most successful people have a lesson. If you can listen to a podcast where they're sharing it and someone's asking the right questions, man, you want to listen to it. So Mike Chang. Also, Jace Hall, a Hollywood producer, multi-millionaire in the gaming industry, Hollywood. Jace Hall, he produced, if you remember back, the ABC TV series V. He was the executive producer for that, amongst many other things. Just a great guy. I've known him for years. I want you to listen to that interview. And you know what? Listen to both of them, and you can see so many similarities. And that success leaves clues. In these podcasts, you get to share so many other people's experiences that you would not have access to, right? So fall in love with podcasts. All right, so those are my top 10 lessons that I learned about life, success, happiness, other people, and myself in 2014. Thank you so much again for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Hey, make sure you're on iTunes, Stitchers, give it a number one best 5-star rating. Send me an email and tell me how much you love this podcast. Also, if you're interested in that one-on-one coaching, you kind of heard about that program. I want some of that, Skip. I want some of that energy. You've been talking your ass off for 1 hour straight, just pounding out the knowledge. I just want some of that, right? And you want some of this one-on-one coaching, send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. Have a great day. Have a great 2015, and hopefully these lessons will help empower you to make stuff happen.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Fitness Podcast. So, you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. You can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom, love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health. When you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis, go to skiplacourcoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at skip@skiplacourcoaching.com.